Good morning. 8:18 a.m. on Monday, August the 7th, 2017. It's a rainy day. I wondered what I would do if it rained, because I don't generally walk in the rain. But it's not raining at the moment. And I'm wearing a windbreaker. It's not exactly waterproof, but I've got a sweatshirt underneath it, so I'm quite snugly warm. Despite the fact that it's kind of a cold, raw day. Well, it's funny, I had to take the kid to work, and then I had to go get groceries, and so I'm a little bit later this morning, but it's not, you know, sun's not out. It's not a hot day. It's only supposed to be in the high 60s today, which is unusual for August and Colorado, to say the least. And I was thinking as I was driving home from the grocery store, and I was thinking, you know, I used to walk in the rain all the time. I was in Kodiak from 72, 73 maybe. Somewhere in there. When I was in Kodiak, if you didn't walk in the rain, you didn't walk because it always rained. There was a mountain at the end of the runway. Luckily, there was a mountain only on one end of the runway. The other end of the runway went over the ocean, so there was room to get the planes in and out. But it was a short runway, so you couldn't really land big jets. Which is good, because nobody ran big jets. I'm not sure the traffic supported it, but Kodiak is an island on the way in or out was either air or ship. And well, a lot of stuff came in by ship. Mail came in by plane. And if planes couldn't land, as was not terribly uncommon, and there wasn't any mail that day. I had to think about being in Kodiak pre-internet. While the internet was out there, it was way out there and had not yet been brought into the commercially available realm. At any rate, there was a mountain at the end of the runway. The mountain was called Barometer, because the locals use it to tell the weather. If you could see the top of a barometer, it was going to rain. If you couldn't see the top of a barometer, it was raining. Which I always thought was funny. I got a poncho. Was a navy rubber-lined canvas poncho. Sucker was heavy, but it was impervious to water. Now, the outside skin, the canvas would get wet. The rubber coating inside was rubber. Like wearing a rubber bag. I had a hood, so it kept the water off your neck. I wore a wide-brimmed felt hat everywhere in Kodiak. Unless I was on duty, of course, and then the regulation uniform caps. But eventually, the rubber failed, cracked, peeled off. and kind of lost sight of it. It went away somewhere, moldering in a landfill, no doubt. But I used to walk everywhere in the rain. I got used to having my legs soaked because poncho went down to mid-thigh. And so everything from mid-thigh down was wet. Legs. Not my feet, because I had big, heavy, weatherproof boots, not unlike the pair I'm wearing now. Walking in the rain was not... Walking in the rain was not unusual. Walking in the rain was not something special. So as I was riding back from the grocery store, I was thinking, you know, I could declare a rain day. Joggers out here this morning. I thought, you know what? I'm not going to declare rain day. I'm going to do this.
Hey, this one's showing up. It's summer crapping.
A couple of high school kids. I heard the coaches yelling out on the field this morning. Everywhere. So I thought, no, I'm going to do this. This is Monday. It's work day. I've got to get stuff done today. I've got to pay attention to my ritual. Over the weekend was kind of a down weekend. Morning started good, but then by noon it was, I felt a little whiny. And I'm not sure exactly what the problem is. Where my head is at. It needs to be in the story. It needs to be with Natalia and Zoya, who've just discovered something disturbing about this new ship. I need to talk to the boss, the big boss, to find out what's going on. Or at least to alert the boss just to what's going on. I thought I would go for the walk, even though it was raining. And since I'm all bundled up and protected against falling water, of course it's not raining. By the time I got the groceries into the house and took care of them, I found a sweatshirt and my windbreaker and got back outside, rain had stopped. And I don't know if it's going to rain anymore today or not. Forecast called for rain early this morning, but tapering off by mid-morning, so maybe it won't. Maybe that was it. Maybe the rain's over. I need more food. My glucose was down this morning. My my usual breakfast was. Done too soon. I woke up to a coffee pot that was loaded and ready to go, but had not actually dripped water through beans, so I had to wait for that this morning. That was tedious. Purgatory. Waiting for that coffee to drip. And as much as I was going to wake up and start writing right away, just jump right into it and start putting words on the page before I was even awake. The problem is, I can't see in the morning. Old man problem. Oh, coming up on a monk post, say it with me. Monk post. My eyes are all weird and gummy in the morning. I can't really focus. That's difficult. But I went through and did a bunch of my maintenance tasks. I got bunch of posts moderated. I need to find a graphic. Oh crap, I need to find a graphic. We've got a post coming up on Friday. For the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, I need a graphic for it. I don't know what I'm going to put on. Well, addressing the myth that if you self-publish and you spend 90% of your time marketing and 10% of your time writing, which is, it keeps coming up. It keeps, people who don't actually self-publish, and even though some who do and are frustrated by it, spend that kind of percentage. It's like podcasters looking for a larger audience. It's like, with podcasters, this is a little bit different, because podcasters typically aren't selling their podcasts, where writers are trying to sell their books. And the advice that writers get about marketing is really almost universally bad, because it's based on a different market. It's based on a different space. I've talked about this before, I know. I'm sorry if I'm come back to the dead horse to beat it again, but the difference between mass market and niche market, the difference between broadcast and conversational, it's the difference between having a model where in broadcast you want to put your message in front of as many people as possible in the hope that some infinitesimal small portion of that audience, of those people who see that message, will take action on it, will be receptive to it. And it's really, in broadcast media, it's really small. It's 0.1% is a good response rate. And if you're reaching 1,000,000 people, 0.1% is a lot of people. If you're reaching 100 people, 0.1% isn't even the whole person. You have to reach 1,000 people to get even one person. Using broadcast tools. Using broadcast tools, and that's the emphasis, using broadcast tools. Social media tools are the opposite. You want to put your messages in front of only those people who want to see them, or hear them, or receive them. Only those people. Nobody else. Nobody else should see your messages. Nobody who is not somebody who wants to see your messages should ever see one of your messages. Morning. That's the difficulty. Because in neither instance does the person sending the message know who the people who are likely to want to receive it are. Now, broadcast media, there's a bunch of tools that help to focus your messages. So that's why the big emphasis on demographic, who's your customer, who's your likely customer, who's your audience. And for people with deep pockets and a lot of resources to bring to bear on it, it's possible to do. So you see ads for retirement on news shows. You see ads for Viagra on news shows. You see ads skewed to an older audience on the news, because news audiences tend to be older. They tend to be male. Although I've seen a bigger split lately, so perhaps they're rising up a bit. The advertisers, women. So targeting by demographic is definitely, you know, a mass market tool. It's definitely something that's done to make sure that if you're going to pay for 100 million people to see your message, that they're at least going to be skewed in your direction. They're going to be skewed in the direction where they're going to want to likely see your message. And mass market channels skew toward those where you really can't use the channel without seeing the messages. So advertising is not optional, which is why the advertisers and the broadcasters are all up in arms over DVRs, and why you can't fast forward through the commercials. Because if you use the channel, the messages get pushed to you whether you want them or not. That's actually referred to as a push channel. Television is a push channel. Billboards are a push channel. I mean, you can turn your head away and drive past a billboard, but you know, there's so many of them. You'd have to keep your eye on the road eventually. So the idea that you would tailor your channel, you would pick your channel wisely if you're going to spend $100 million or even $10 million to buy advertising. You're going to pick your channel carefully, and you're going to try to tailor it to the demographic you want to reach. Social media, on the other hand, is niche. It's the opposite of mass market. It's conversational. And the reason you only want to put your messages in front of the people who want to see them, who are likely to want to see them, is because, as I have written in the past, yes is conditional, but no is forever. Because if somebody doesn't want to see your messages, they can block you. They can take you off their follow list. They can do all kinds of things that will prevent them from ever seeing anything you ever post ever again. So they won't see your ads. They won't see your cat pictures. They won't see the interesting links. They won't see anything, because social media is pull. They get to say, the receiver gets to pull the messages that they want to see from the people they want to see. And if you happen to be one of those people they don't want to see, they don't have to see you. But unfortunately, most of the advice given to authors, and I suspect a certain amount of it given to podcasters, is for mass market tools. It's for mass market models. It's for mass market mindsets where, well, we have to tell everybody. You have to be everywhere. You have to post all the time. You have to... No, you don't. As a content creator, as a podcaster, as an author, what people want is more content. They don't want me to sell them more content because they already know me. What they want is more content. What they want from me is news about where the next content is coming from. What they want from me is something that they can listen to or buy or read. What they don't want from me is an ad. But anyway, I'm here at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.